Today is Wednesday, January the 15th. It is day 11 in our 21 days of prayer and fasting. So welcome again to our 21 days of prayer and fasting podcast. I want to ask you to pray with me this morning, or pray with me today, depends on when you're listening. Pray with me around the final verse in 1 Thessalonians 3. There he is referencing what's going to happen at the coming of the Lord Jesus. Let me read the verse for you. Paul writes in this closing verse of chapter 3, "May he make your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Amen." He's speaking of there what will happen, what some would say, and I would say, is this ultimate consummation of our sanctification, when before the Lord we are conformed completely and perfectly to the image of Christ, blameless in holiness. This happens before God our Father at the coming of Christ. And so he's praying that this will be what they endure towards, what they will experience. And he's in one sense saying, hold on till that day, continue to grow, continue to endure, continue to persevere, continue to enjoy your sanctification, but know that there is a day coming when God will complete that sanctification. And as Jude says, he will present you faultless. He'll present you blameless with great joy before his presence. And so this is what he's referencing, and it's a source of encouragement. It's a source of confidence that God is doing this and will complete it on this day. And so in one sense, I think what he's saying is, because you know this day's coming, and because I believe they were praying, Lord, come, they were looking forward in anticipation to this day when all of their sanctification would be complete and final, and they would be before their Lord in perfect blamelessness and holiness. And they were longing for that day. I want us today to pray with that in mind. Let's pray for the Lord to come, and let us pray for endurance until he comes, and let us pray with anticipation for that day and longing for when he completes the work of sanctification in us before God our Father, and we are blameless and holy and faultless. What a glorious day that will be. And that will be a day that he will bring us towards as his children. Jude says that we will not stumble. Those that truly belong to Christ, he will not let us stumble, but he'll bring us all the way safely home. And this will be our experience, a faultless blamelessness in holiness before God our Father. So knowing that's what's ahead, can we just pray, first of all, for the endurance to remain faithful, but also this prayer that Revelation talks about often, Lord, come. So join me in prayer for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we do pray that the day of ascending, when your Son returns to the earth in like manner as he went away, Heavenly Father, we do pray for that day to come. We long for your appearing. We pray for your coming. We long for the consummation of your kingdom that has been inaugurated on this earth. And Lord, we pray for when you arrive in bodily form as you went away in the ascension. We pray for that day to come, and we pray boldly for it to come quickly. And Lord, we are until that day enduring and persevering, and yes, with joy, but there are afflictions. It is a journey in which there are trials. And when that day comes and you return and you present us faultless and blameless and holy and perfectly, Lord, that will be a grand day, the fullness and the finality of our salvation. One passage says, Lord, on that day will be the end of the salvation of our souls. And so, Lord, in every right way, we long for that day. We long for your appearing. We anticipate your second coming. We greatly look forward to your return. And so we pray, Lord Jesus, come. And until that day, make us faithful, give us endurance, and teach us to long for the day of that faultless presentation before your throne. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.